You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Is the Bearcat Jazz Band, and they are, I'm playing them with Gate Mouth. Oh yeah, that great Lil Hardin composition, Lil Armstrong, I guess you could call her then because she was still married to him, I think. Gatemouth, and that was recorded this year at the Canastota Public Library this March. Bearcat Jazz Band is playing at Gelston Castle Estate up at, and then Mohawk. It's, you know, off Route 28, and you go up 3 miles up the hill, and you take a left, and you go for another 3.5 miles or so, and that's it's there. It's where Rostropovich used to live. Well, the Bearcat Jazz Band has a gig there on Sunday, September 19th at 1 p.m., and if you want a link to that, that's on my Radiola blog, and I will link that directly to their selection on the playlist. So I urge you to go and see them, led by the amazing Dick Ames, who is 90 and still playing up a storm, and oh God, what great musicians they have. And I don't have the personnel list right in front of me because I was just, I tend not to prepare too much for this show, but well, you'll find it on my Radiola blog, so just go there, just do that, go look at that, radiolablog.blogspot.com. So, if you're wondering who the personnel is, so is Vaughn DeLeith. In 1921, here's Vaughn DeLeith with I Wonder Who. And listen to her roll those R's. Now that's class.
Alone and blue, have cried 100 million tears till I met you, because of you the world is mine, because of you the sun will always shine, skies above all were great till your love came my way. I live anew because of you.
Bigger hit with them than any living cheek. Says he, I met a million girls, but I just passed them by. I never even tipped me hat, and here's the reason why. I love my old tomato, my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. Her corned beef and cabbage is way above the average, and I'm proud to be her man. You can have your Sallys and your Mary Jane, 'cause none of them compare with my old ball and chain. I love my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. I get mash notes every day, this secret I'll tell you, from showgirls in the music box and in the Follies too. Sure, they're all wild to talk with me, but I just pass them by. I never even tip me hat, and here's the reason why. I love my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. Her face needs a muzzle, her figure is a puzzle, but I'm proud to be her man. She's as sentimental as a lumberjack. She puts her arms around me and she breaks me back. I love my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. And if ever I get back, I'll make that girl me bride, and I'll roll her in me arms down by the tan yard side. I love me old tomato, my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. She's got it all over, the dancer named Pavlover, she struts like a moving van. When she starts to vamp me, if I don't fall quick, she hits me with a table, and that does the trick. I love me old tomato, my old tomato, 'cause nobody else can love me like my old tomato can.
Billy Jones. And I think that's a good song for any wedding anniversary. Nobody else can love me like my old tomato can. Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, that's true. It's very true. You have to You know, those with roving eyes, you know, they should go get their vision corrected. That's all I can say. That was from 1923, where it says, Okay, America. I'm feeling okay, and these are all okays, except for the couple of modern recordings and our theme song. But before Billy Jones, we had Richard B. Gilbert with something called a taro patch accompaniment. Sounded, I don't know what sort of string instruments those were, but very interesting. And he was doing a little something vocally there, too, in 1925, Because of You. And that's not the Because of You that was, you know, like a popular song. That's a different Because of You. So there it is. Began with Vaughn DeLeith in her Rolling R's phase in 1921. I Wonder Who. She's so formal on that, but what a singer. I am just, you know, she floors me. I have a couple of other great recordings which are slightly damaged, but I will use them next week because they're just too good not to use. And we're going to continue on Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, and you know, I use everything. I put everything into the stew, and it's usually a very good stew indeed. So here are the Jazz Pilots again, under the direction of Harry Reeser, Tom Stacks on the vocal in 1926. Nobody else can love you like my old tomato can. So that's my girl.
That's my girl.
And brunette, sweet little girls that I'll never forget. Summertime sweethearts, where do they go in the fall? I had my picture taken with Daisy, Mary, Betty, and Maisie. Everyone I knew signed it, I love you, I believe them all. I kissed each one as I hopped on the train. They cried, oh pal, will we see you again? Summertime sweethearts, where do they go in the fall?
Lou Gold Society Orchestra, 1927, If You See Sally. That's rather a sad, I just think of some of these songs. They're written for men who are obviously not able to move on in life. It is a sad, sentimentality is a mixed blessing, and sometimes it's mixed the wrong way. So If You See Sally, but it's still a great recording, and Blue Gold is wonderful. And before that, we had Sam Lannon, another lovely OK Electric from 1927, Les Rice on the vocal. And this is more intriguing. Where do they go, those summertime sweethearts? They go back to their husbands, probably, but we won't elaborate on that. Beginning with the Jazz Pilots, Tom Stacks, in 1926 on an OK True Tone, That's My Girl. Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Senior. This is my show. It's Radiola, and it's a good one. I'm very happy with this. What a bunch of recordings. And next week we will have another dose of OKs, because there are just so many. But this is like half the stuff or less. So I could do three shows, but I can do two really, really good shows, and that's what I'm going to do. And the other stuff I'll insert where it will fit. And here's Willie Eckstein, great pianist, composed this, recorded it in 1923, Where the Niagara Flows.
Thank you. any place. I am bound to see your face, so tell me, baby, what is your name? Baby, what is your game? Tell me what it's all about. Oh, gee, you're every place I'm hanging out, so tell me, where do you live? Tell me, what can I give to take you round with me just for company? Baby, what is your name? In a grocery store, next time on a ballroom floor, even met you on a boat. Honestly, it's got my goat. So tell me, baby, what is your name? Baby, what is your game? Oh boy, you've got me upset. Oh joy, you're a girl I can't forget. So tell me, who is your ma? Tell me, where is your ma? Oh gee, I'd love to be in your family. Baby, what is your name?
I just came over from Spain. La la, chitty bum bum ba. That's where I nearly went insane. Now I tried a jolly, a little hot tamale, but I didn't get very far. This Spanish tomato made me serenade her each night on my Spanish guitar. Oh, Dumdora, my Dumdora, you're the only baloney for me. Now I play a tango upon my guitar, and it starts to wiggle a tra-la-la-la-la as we frolic amongst the garlic. I would breathe her sweet messages of love. Now she had a way of kissing none could resist. Now when she kissed you, believe me, you would say kiss. She was my sweet Dum-Dum-Dora, and I was her toreador. Now we dance the castanet, pretty spin, pretty black-eyed senoritas dancing around, and little papas dancing with us. Pizzicato, staccato, tomato, means I love you so in Spanish. Farina, amita, machina, I'd prune as beneath the moon we stroll. Si, signora, ricora, capora, how could I keep my self-control? I had heavenly dreams till I found out it means that she was after my rose. Oh, Dumdora, my Dumdora, you're the only baloney for me. Her little arms were tattooed by sailor she'd meet, and I thought that she was acquainted with a fleet. She believed in auto-suggestion. She suggested I buy a Rolls Royce, silly girl. I bought her a motorboat, and she rolled her eyes. If I bought her a battleship, oh, you'd be surprised. She was my sweet Dum-Dum-Dora, and I was her pain in the neck.
And that's Earl Rickard, I don't know who he is, except he sounds a lot, or he is trying to sound a lot, like Al Jolson, and I think succeeds in that task. Harry Reeser on the guitar, accompanying him on Dumb Dora, a very funny song, by the way. I hope you agree. I like it. And that Al Jolson imitation is a killer. I have no information on Earl Rickard. Before that, we had Dave Harmon, spelled H-A-R-M-A-N, accompanied by the Raz Jazz Trio, 1925, Baby, What Is Your Name? And I wonder if that was the same Dave Harmon who made recordings on Bluebird in the 30s, trying to sound very much like Guy Lombardo. In fact, in some instances, he sounded more like Guy Lombardo than Guy Lombardo. So he went from the Raz Jazz Trio to being a Guy Lombardo imitator. And that goes along with the Al Jolson imitator we just played. So Willie Eckstein. And I don't know, I don't think he was imitating anyone. He was just wonderful. Where the Niagara Flows, 1923. This is Radiola, and I'm not imitating anyone either. Believe me. And nobody's imitating me. So they wouldn't have the guts. They wouldn't have the bad taste to do that on Radiola. So we're going to continue, and here's something. This is what I would call a change of pace. Major Bowes, he of the amateur hour of the 30s, was associated with the Capitol Theater in New York and was a very very prominent entertainment figure throughout. In 1927, under his name, the Major Bowes Capitol Theater Trio, here is Rudolph Fremmel's tune. Indian Love Call.
Thank you. band. There's a man has the old maids wishing for new ambition every time they see him passing along. What a man, what a man. He's a real live petter, a sweetheart getter. When I tell you, I'm not telling you wrong. Has he arms that are big and strong? Does he know where those arms belong? Oh, you have no idea. Has he ways that I love so much? Does he speak with his sense of touch? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a million in the bank, and that helps a lot. But say that million in the bank is only part of what he's got. Gosh, oh gee, do I want to swear, could he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. Has he lips all the girls adore? Does he know what he's got them for? Oh, you have no conception. Has he eyes that are full of love? Do they show what he's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. He's got that watsy, watsy, what, what people can't name. And say that watsy, watsy, what could make the wildest woman tame. Hot as fire, all the girls agree. Does he spark when he's out with me? Oh, you have no idea. Does he love like a desert sheik? When he necks, can he make him weak? Oh, you have no realization. Has he got what the girls all crave? When they're with him, does he behave? Come to me for information. He claims he's traveled quite a lot in far distant lands. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, he sure has traveling hands. Like an auto, he changes speeds. Has he got what his Sophie needs? Oh, you have no idea. Thank you.
Harry Raderman's Red Hotters on a True Tone, 1926, Sunday. And that's a really good sound for that. I'm very, very happy to have that available for the show. It's wonderful and came out all right for a True Tone. It's a nice sound there. Not as good as the Western Electrics, but still a nice, crisp sound. Before that, we had Sophie Tucker, Ted Shapiro on the piano. Oh, You Have No Idea, 1928. That's not an uncommon record, but I am just so amazed at the sound I got out of that, because that it sounds like, you know, listening here, it sounds like she's right in the room. It's just wild. The sound quality is just, you know, so vivid. And beginning with Major Bose's Capitol Theater Trio, Indian Love Call, 1927. And this is Radiola, and I have saved the dessert. Oh, I've saved you a nice chunk of dessert here. Don't worry, we're not done with this meal yet, but it's coming up close. I would save you the dessert because I don't want it. But before I play this, I want to say this also. I will never apologize for anything I play on Radiola. Not that I would ever have to. The title of this, it's questionable, but I'm not going to apologize for this. It is a recording by one of the key artists of the 20th century who almost single-handedly created a style of country music and was neglected during his lifetime, but everyone from Jimmy Rogers to Hank Williams and beyond built on him, his stuff. And there's no way this record is like Plymouth Rock in a way. And the other side is great too, and I'll play that next week. But this side, whatever you may say about it, I think it's a sweet song, and I think he does it sensitively. But it's Emmett Miller, Walt Rothrock on the piano in 1924 on OK 40239A, The Pickaninny's Paradise.
What's the matter, honey? There's a tear in your eyes. The white folks say they don't know where you go when you die. Come to your mammy, dear, and listen here. I'll tell you where those colored children go when they leave here. Now there's a happy land above the sky so blue. And listen, hon, what the waiting there for you. I'ma lay your black kinky head in a bed on a pillow of white and a sleep tonight. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, those little kicks pop up from the ground. With sweet molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is up laying a tune upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all filled with gold, I am told, every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now in that night, every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Pickaninny Paradise. In paradise, come lay your black kinky head in a bed on a pillow of white and to see tonight. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, those little cakes pop up from the ground with sweet molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is a-playing a tunes upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all filled with gold, I am told, every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now in the night, every little candy-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Piccadilly Paradise.
My name is Rufus John. Oh, my home is in Jeff.
And that record makes my hair stand on end. What's left of my hair, that is. But it really does. That record is chilling. Goosebump chilling. And I can't believe I have it. I've never heard it before, and I find it astonishing. The Palmetto Jazz Quartet in 1921. My Jazz Gal. And that is a killer recording. I don't know who they were, but I do know that recording is just as Emmett Miller, before that was the start of country music, you can see the basis of rhythm and blues and doo-wop and everything in that recording. It's all encapsulated there. In 1921, My Jazz Gal by the Palmetto Jazz Quartet. Beginning the set with Emmett Miller, Walt Rothrock on the piano accompanying him, and it's a lovely sentiment, and it's certainly not insulting. if you take it in the context of 86 years ago. And you have to, because we're dealing with an 86-year-old hunk of shellac. But what a hunk of shellac. And the other side, I'll play next week, as I say, 1924, that was the Pickaninny's Paradise. And we're going to finish up with Wingy Minone here on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're going to finish up leaping into the 1930s. Wingy Minone, a very late okay for that series, the 40,000 series. And the message is true, you know. There's going to be more, so, you know, put a nickel in the slot. Well, you don't have to. I'll put the nickel in, just so we get more. That's all.
That's all, boys.
Wait, we want some more of that.
Boy, if you want any more of that music, you're going to have to drop another nickel in that slot.